Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. A Moscow court banned Facebook and Instagram in Russia, with the judge ruling the app's activities as extremist. While Russia's communication regulator Roskomnadzor already blocked access to the apps, the extremist designation opens the door to bringing criminal charges against Meta employees in Russia. WhatsApp remains available in the country. In a statement on WhiteHouse.gov, President Joe Biden warned Russia was exploring cyber attacks and called on U.S. companies to accelerate efforts to lock their digital doors. The president suggested attacks could be in retaliation for sanctions following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The briefing is a repetition of the Shields Up initiative launched by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency in February. Authentication services provider Okta is investigating reports of a breach following hackers posting screenshots of the internal company environment. Okta co-founder and CEO Todd McKinnon confirmed the investigation may be linked to a January incident compromising the account of a third-party customer support engineer at a sub-processor. McKinnon stated on Twitter, "Based on our investigation to date, there's no evidence of ongoing malicious activity beyond the activity detected in January." Okta manages networks and applications for ITV, FedEx, T-Mobile, among others. The Lapsus hacking group claims to have leaked source code for several Microsoft projects from an internal Azure DevOps server, including 90% of the source code for Bing and 45% of the code for Bing Maps and Cortana in a 9-gigabyte torrent. Bleeping Computer reports Lapsus has an uncompressed 37-gigabyte archive of Microsoft projects, and the company tells them they are aware of the claims and are investigating. The Department of Justice claims Google hid documents related to its search monopoly suit against the company. In a court filing, the DOJ wrote, "Google has explicitly and repeatedly instructed its employees to shield important business communications from discovery by using false requests for legal advice for tens of thousands of documents." Some documents have since been deprivileged by Google's outside counsel after multiple challenges, which the DOJ claims does not cure the alleged misconduct. Apple's latest Apple TV update removed the option to buy and rent movies from Apple TV apps on Android TV and Google TV, though previous movie purchases are still available. Apple TV's app came to both Google TV and Android TV last year, offering Apple TV Plus access, channels, and rentals and purchases from iTunes directly on the device. A new How to Watch message states, "You can buy, rent, or subscribe in the Apple TV app on iPhone, iPad, and other streaming devices." The Verge reports the most recent Windows 11 release preview build adds a watermark to the desktop. Folks using a workaround to run the operating system on unsupported hardware now see a System Requirements Not Met notice asking them to visit settings to learn more. However, there don't appear to be any feature limitations. Apple Podcasts has new features for podcasters offering paid subscriptions on the app. Follower counts were not previously visible to creators, but will be available on dashboards starting next month. Available now is the option to upload MP3s for paywalled content, previously limited to Wave and FLAC, and subscription banners can now be customized. Apple Podcasts takes a 30% cut of subscription revenue from the first year and 15% from the second. Google removed the CraftStart cartoon photo tools app from the Play Store over warnings from security researchers that it collected Facebook credentials of users. The app required a Facebook login before allowing access to photo filters, which fell short of the advertised AI and machine learning cartoon tools, containing only a few basic options. The app had over 100,000 downloads before being removed. Roku OS 11's adds a What to Watch on Roku personally curated hub, suggesting popular and recently released movies and television shows, as well as the ability to change the screensaver to display their own images with photo streams. Photo streams can be shared and collaborated on with other Roku device owners on a shared album. Voice-enabled keyboards will be available in Spanish, German, and Portuguese in the US and other supported markets, and Roku OS 11 rolls out in the coming weeks. And the Nintendo Switch 14.0.0 firmware update is now available, adding improved wireless headphone support, which was first introduced in the previous update. Now users can control volume with the console's volume buttons or on the Bluetooth audio device itself, with indicators on screen of any adjustments. Nintendo also added a folder feature to the UI called Groups. It doesn't change anything on the home screen, as user-created groups are only available when viewing the All Software section. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.